ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting.
Before we continue with this episode of Who's Ghost Stories, just wanted to remind you, you can head over to the Who's Our Weekend Readings Etsy store to buy all sorts of amazing Who's Ghost Stories and Who's Our Weekend Readings merchandise. Everything from t-shirts to hoodies to hats to stickers, everything you could want, it's up there. Use the link in the description to head over there right now. And then also while you're at it, head over to ParanormalityMag.com. If you sign up for a subscription to Paranormality Magazine, either digital or print or both, and use code WHOSGHOST, you'll get 10% off your first order. You'll also be subscribing to a really cool magazine that covers everything paranormal and also has a top 10 podcast list each month, which Who's Ghost Stories has made before. Lastly, make sure you're subscribed and following Who's Our Reiki and Readings on social media everywhere. On TikTok and Instagram, at Who's Our Reiki. Facebook is Who's Our Reiki and Readings. I'm always doing cool content besides just the Who's Ghost Stories episodes, weekly readings, live videos, and also, if you want to book me for a reading or a Reiki session, you can go ahead and message me on those platforms, and I'll go ahead and get back to you. Now, you can also find all of these links at the Who's Our Reiki Readings link tree, which is also in the description below. So go explore, go check everything out, but let's go ahead and get back to this episode.
Welcome, folks, to another travel special of Who's Ghost Stories. I am Andrew Huzar, Reiki Master and Medium from Who's Our Reiki and Readings. I've got our professional everyman and enthusiast, Tyler, and rounding out the trio of paranormal cowboys, cryptid expert, Professor Alex Wheaton. Forgot your title.
I forgot your title.
But we are here at a kind of familiar spot, Delaware Road.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to kind of talk about safety in a minute, but if you see behind us, there is a no parking anytime by the town board. In our last video, we mentioned the teens who died in a car crash here. They sued Tonawanda. That's where we're at, right?
Clarence.
The family sued Clarence. And so now they put up these signs that say you can't park on the border. Things are more restrictive. So we are actually parked in a bar's parking lot, and we're going to traipse as much as we can. We don't know what we'll be able to get, but we at least wanted to come see the infamous Delaware Road.
So, yeah, there's several posted signs throughout, but there's also the road signs showing you where the ditch and the edge of the road is.
And another reason that we wanted to come here is our research turned up some new information. So I think, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into our new stuff. So here we are, Clarence Center, New York, at a spot, like I said, we've talked about before. If you watch The Haunted Roads of Buffalo, then you'll remember Delaware Road. Well, now we're here. Alex and I both said we were very interested in getting out here. Now that we're here, we're super excited. Now, before we start poking around, I think this is a good time to remind you about some of our biggest rules. One, be safe around your surroundings. This is literally a road. You're no longer allowed to park on the side of it. As we were driving down, there really are no lights. So if it is not daytime out, it's going to get dark quick. Cars aren't going to see you. It's just not safe. We found this parking lot, and we're just poking around the general vicinity here, kind of see what we feel, and we've already picked up a couple things. Two, respect private property. There are houses that own the property on all sides of Delaware Road. There's even one right over here behind the camera. There's signs posted all over that say private property. Don't go in the woods past those signs. You don't know what's there. You don't know who owns it. You don't know what kind of person they are. Just stay on the public land. We're not going to be venturing into those areas, and neither should you. In the previous episode, we discussed the ghost girl and man carrying a lantern that can be seen traveling down Delaware Road. We also brought up how this land was believed to hold occult activity, host KKK meetings, and even be a KKK lynching spot. We talked about how the ghost man was thought to be an old sheriff or deputy who tried to stop the KKK and is now like a ferryman taking souls over to the other side. Lastly, we discussed the beast of Delaware Road, an unknown animal reported at the time to be half dog, half horse hybrid that roams throughout these woods. New accounts also talk about people being scratched and choked as they walk along the woods or road. As these new accounts turned more physical and violent, I did some research and found a couple more dark stories in this road's history.
The first incident happened in 1890. Arthur Padman shot and killed Manly Strickland in these very woods. The story is a bit of a weird one. Arthur and Manly worked on the same farm about a mile away from the Zimmerman family. On Arthur's birthday, Manly gave him a .32 caliber revolver. A few days later, Manly asked Arthur to go with him into the woods to go gather some wood. The two of them grabbed a horse and headed out. While on their trek, they decided to try out Arthur's revolver. Manly got to shoot the revolver first and used it quite a bit. On Arthur's turn to shoot is when tragedy struck. Manly spotted a rat running out from a log and told Arthur to shoot it. The rat was darting in and out of cover, so Arthur couldn't get a clean shot off. Finally, the rat ran into plain view and Arthur pulled the trigger. However, as he was pulling the trigger, Manly excitedly jumped in front of the revolver while pointing at the rat. In a flash, the gun went off and Manly stood up straight with his arms stretched out wide. Arthur asked Manly if he was hurt, to which Manly replied no. Then Manly said, "Yes, I am too." Arthur caught Manly and laid him gently on the ground. Arthur started to loosen Manly's clothes, but he didn't see a wound. Then Manly started to bleed from the nose and mouth as he died. Arthur laid a blanket over Manly and took the horse back to the farm. Only the women were home, and Arthur didn't want to alarm them, so he left. He went to the train station, but arrived too late. He decided to go to the barber shop and get a shave while waiting for the next train. He took the train into town where he visited a judge he knew. He explained what happened and the judge advised him to turn himself in, which he did. This, of course, is all Arthur's story and account. There was no evidence nor witness to give any other details, so he wasn't found guilty of any crimes by the coroner's jury. Shortly after this incident, Arthur went insane and was committed to an insane asylum, and nobody ever heard from him again. 1898 saw another strange killing here. Chester Zimmerman lived off Delaware Road with his wife Joanna. On a Wednesday morning in March, Chester suffered a fit of depression and shot Joanna, killing her instantly. Chester then took laudanum and shot himself in the stomach. The mystery surrounding Manly's death and Arthur's sudden insanity, coupled with the tragic story of the Zimmermans, would be enough to leave a stain on this place.
Now, people that visit this road still report seeing orbs and ghosts walking alongside it. A birdwatcher posted on his blog in 2020 that while looking for owls at night, he witnessed two orange orbs going up and down the road. At first, he thought it was cars, but there was no noises, and their movements didn't match up with that of cars passing by. They were also too orange to be normal headlights. Lucky for him, he didn't run into the beast that calls these woods home. Recent stories still talk about a strange creature prowling the area, but the stories have evolved a bit. The latest encounters say you'll hear a loud howl as you walk around. A howl is scary enough, but then it's always followed by screams and cries. These screams are usually described as sounding like that of a little girl. Not long after the cries begin is when the beast appears.
It's been seen darting across the road and stalking the sides. However, there's some different encounters as well. Some people say they've been driving or walking on the road in broad daylight when a giant, strange-looking black cat will run across the road. They say it has the features of a cat, but runs and walks with its belly close to the ground like it's always hunting. The stories that mention a more cat-like body also say the creature will throw its head back and shriek like a banshee. Stories will talk about the creature keeping pace with cars until people leave Delaware Road and people finding animal parts scattered around. We may never know the whole truth about what happens on Delaware Road. We may never know the complete truth surrounding the stories of Arthur Padman, Manly Strickland, and the Zimmermans. Were these incidents some of the first to leave a dark stain on the area that attracted more? Or was there already something here that caused those deaths? And what's happened with the beast? The stories and sightings have evolved to describe something new. Has the beast finally been seen in the daylight? Or is there a new or second cryptid-like predator prowling this road? We may not find the answers either, but one thing is for certain. With people's experiences here becoming more physical and violent, it's a good idea to be extra cautious.
So, as I said, some new stories, some new things, some new happenings. Alex and I both noticed just some strange things. First, I was only standing maybe like 20 feet from Tyler, maybe 20 feet from Alex at either time when they're reading their things, and I could barely hear either of them. And it wasn't from them being quiet. It was just like, I was in we were in some sort of recording studio where they were on the other side of the glass and I was barely hearing them, which is definitely weird because the wind isn't that loud. There is wind, but it's not like it would be deafening. And Tyler was even on his phone and I was just standing over here talking to Alex and I could barely even hear him. Like, I thought he was done and he wasn't. Like, that's how little I could hear him. Alex, you noticed something as well.
Yeah, same thing with you. I couldn't really hear much of anything, and I have pretty good hearing, so that was a little weird. But where we recorded my piece, the whole reason we recorded facing that way was because I felt drawn to that area, so I wanted to at least get some kind of footage to see maybe if something. So,
how about you? Have you noticed or heard or felt anything that's just kind of out of the ordinary, like
lack of hearing? I don't know how you bring it up. Like,
it's weird. Like,
I didn't hear anything. Well, you got like,
it's like my ears have to pop, but they don't. Like, I tried popping when you were talking. Like, maybe we went uphill all of a sudden, but nothing. Huh. So I don't know. I'm gonna grab a coat. I'm gonna get my camera, and we're gonna do a little poking around. But again, like I said, we're not gonna go super crazy because one, we can't. Two, the weather's been kind of muddy, but also three, we've had some weird things, and hearing these stories, whatever's here, I don't want to tick off. I do have one theory. This area is rich with Native American histories. I was asking Tyler about it, and both Alex. I kind of want to think that the beast is not really an animal or a cryptid. I kind of wonder if it's a like spirit guardian or a totem animal, something like that. That's just, this area is sacred, and so it's protecting it. If it thinks you're, like we were at the other place, a nuisance or a threat or someone disrespectful, it's going to chase you off, or just in general, chase you off if you've been here for too long. It's kind of what I'm thinking. Do you have any, especially after kind of what we've been hearing and feeling, do you have any?
No, that's pretty spot on.
All right, well, we're going to get some stuff on, grab our stuff, and we're going to check out as much as we can. Stay tuned.
Quick note about this week's video here. So you'll hear me mention that the audio from my camera had a lot of interference. It actually sounds like somebody's like speaking directly into the microphone, like biting on it and tapping on it. A lot of really weird sounds and noises coming from it. So what I did is I edited that out and I used the audio from my cell phone footage just so you'd be able to actually hear kind of what we're saying. Now, after all of the footage goes through, I re-added the original footage from my camera with the original audio, and I kind of put together like a highlight reel of all the most interesting interferences. So I definitely recommend checking it out, or at least listening to part of it, because it is really interesting and there's a lot of interesting patterns in there. So definitely let me know what you think if you do listen to it. If you don't, once you see footage pop back up that you've already seen, you can just skip right past that part of the video. But at least wanted to give you a warning that the original audio is put back in towards the end. So if you're using headphones, your eardrums aren't exploded. And here is the famous Delaware Road. Are they walking?
Weight limit 5 tons.
I think we're less than that.
No parking anytime.
So driving down Delaware Road, it is just a typical country road. There is a sharp turn in it here at the beginning, as you can see. So if you are speeding, it can be dangerous. But on either side was just a ditch. So you really do have to be careful driving down here, especially at night with no streetlights. There were no trespassing signs posted on the woods, as well as a memorial to the two kids who were killed on this road not long ago. So, like we said, don't go traipsing through the woods because it's owned by private citizens. And then when driving, be careful because you can easily lose control of your car on this road. Now, you'll notice some audio interference coming up. That's definitely strange. Luckily, I was able to switch to my cell phone.
And then after that was, like you said, kind of like nothing.
You want to make sure I'm supposed to put the roads off.
Yeah.
So we're going to start heading off here in the front. Hopefully we're not going to become a survival horror movie or video game.
I'd rather be a video game.
I don't know. Tyler, do you have much experience with this?
Tyler, you can just stick to the stuff that you're easily to get.
See what I mean? That interference is really bad, and I don't know what was causing it. Was it something from the area? Was it an equipment malfunction? I don't know. It happens randomly and really loud, but luckily I was recording on my phone, so we'll use that audio as much as I can.
Easily to get through.
Well, let's see what these crocs is off. The fronts are good for about quarter inch of water.
What's the saying? If you're not crocking, you're not rock star. Soldier. It said soldier, Alex. That's what we kind of had a feeling about.
That's
the guy. I see a little patio thing over here.
It was a good anti-croc joke, but like...
Oh, now we're good. Nope, now we're dead again. Who is messing with my walkie?
Soldier.
Yeah, apparently.
So we've only been walking around for a minute or two after our introductions when we experienced something really weird. I hear footsteps right behind us that sound like somebody's walking or running up on us. However, no one's there, and Megan never left the car. Oddly enough, this isn't the only time.
I hate that I like it.
So, did anyone else just hear footsteps a second ago? Like, it sounded like somebody was coming up behind us, and
oh,
I thought Megan was coming, and there's nobody here.
Oh, maybe.
All right. What? Now my magnet meter is going crazy. So we got a swamp over here. I'm trying to navigate as best.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, these are pallets, and then what looks like a man-made like deck almost over here. Kind of weird. Yeah. That one I'm used up 2x4s or something.
Oh, we got company.
Hey, that's Megan, at least this time. Why did Megan move?
Well, I just hit something.
Right? Like,
yeah.
And they sound like they're close, right? Like,
yeah, close behind.
Yeah. And Alex is in the same spot.
Just to make sure you guys
were. Hey, Alex, radio to who are asking if anybody has walked towards us at all. Okay, cool. All right. whoever is here, we are here respectfully. We're not traipsing too far or anything, but please don't murder us. If you are some sort of a spirit or totem animal, you don't have to worry about us. We'll be out of your hair soon enough. So,
sorry.
I love hiking.
Did you hear him?
Yeah. Let's go over there.
Sorry, over here.
Sorry, over here, lady.
Let's take a walk. So, what's weird is, well, it's not weird. All right, so I love hiking, and I love walking through the woods. This does not feel like a normal, like, nature hike. Like we said, there's not the smell of, like, the forest. Did you say yes?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm glad someone agrees with me. But, like, there's normally, like, a relaxing quality or a relaxing
feel,
like, to being in nature. And there's just...
There's not.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
I was going to say nothing.
It feels like I'm walking, like, on a highway almost. Yeah. Like,
it's not negative, it's not positive, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's an emptiness.
Yeah. I want to try...
Leave here.
All right, I want to try checking around the back, so we'll leave this spot. And...
I will leave. No problem. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, thank you for telling us.
Leave some beef here.
Yes. Yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah, we're leaving.
Okay, we're going.
Devil. I am not the devil. Well, somebody else here might be, though. I'm just going to poke my camera around the back to see if there's anything there that we were hearing from. I got my ghost tube turned on, though, too, so if she tells me to run again, we'll get out of here. It's dead. Well, it's not dead, it's, like, dying. We gotta throw that out. That's the bottle I kicked. What? My walkie's good. Yeah. It's not gonna go far. I just wanted to see, because this is where we were hearing weird shit from. If anything shows up. And then we'll meet Alex over by the car and do our outro.
How did you get here?
I got how did we get here on my ghost box? That's interesting because Alex has specifically said leave. Hey Alex, come over here. Tyler, you can too if you want. Or you can stay over there. Don't blame you at all. I see Alex's as well. Can you show yourself on camera? Can you show yourself on camera?
Good. Wrap up and head back.
Now at this time, my camera caught a very interesting noise that wasn't picked up on anything else. It's a very weird whistling type noise. I'm going to go ahead and play it for you. I'm going to play it one more time, and this time just increase the volume. So, warning for any headphone users. So, it's a very interesting whistle. Now, I do know there weren't any horses or any big animals like that nearby, so I was able to rule that out. And there weren't any other people around, so I was able to rule that out as well. Could it be some sort of bird call? It definitely could be. Is what I'm leaning towards, though, more is since this was at a time when I was dealing with the presence of whatever spirit or creature is there on Delaware Road. We think it's some sort of spirit animal, guardian, or totem animal. We think that is kind of protecting Delaware Road and the land around it. You know, some we also theorize it could be a skinwalker, but we're leaning towards the guardian and totem animal protecting it. And this could have been the last verbal warning telling me to leave the area. Because the energy kicked up at this point too, and things were feeling more standoffish and threatening. And right after this, we see a sign too that you'll see here. But I do think that this was a warning telling me, hey, you have to leave now.
Yeah, I'm coming. There's something here.
We command it.
Ghostbox just said we command it after I said something is here. Holy bird. There is a huge hawk just gliding above us right now. And that hawk came out of nowhere.
Where's he? He's leaving.
Andrew? My ghost box.
That was, where do we want to record our outro out? Do we just want to go to Whitehaven and just do it there?
Yeah.
All right. Tyler, do you know where it's at, or do you want us to GPS it and you follow us?
You ought to get out of here, but sure.
That's right. You can follow us. We'll GPS it.
Over here, lady.
West on Delaware Road toward Goodrich Road, yes. Then turn left onto Goodrich Road.
Then it said yes, and then it said leave here, and that's when we started moving. And then I got bloody devil covered scratch gun.
Okay.
And I said, we're leaving.
Okay. When I was over there, I could feel something was like running around.
Next left onto Goodrich Road, then turn right onto Walcott Road.
Just running, like I could feel the wind. And it felt like something was, like, charging me and, like, making me panic. But I was standing my ground there. And that's when I radioed that something is here. And I waited for it to retreat back a little bit before leaving. And then it came on and said, we command it.
So, you know the little magnet bar for the electro levels?
Yeah.
Make the next right onto Walcott Road.
Outside?
Stop it.
Continue on Walcott Road for 3 miles.
Outside the vehicle. Levels were in the red, spiked. The moment I got in the car, down to where that is right now.
So, that was fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was something fucked up back there. And I'll do my best to edit out. I might just leave that in there. But, there was something not okay there.
Yeah. I don't have an answer.
I don't either.
I don't have a logical answer to what happened.
I try
to be the skeptic.
There was weird shit there, and then there was the presence there. The responses we were getting were intelligent as hell for what we were doing.
Very specific.
Very. And then, like, something just came out of nowhere and really made us go. Mm-hmm. Made us get the hell out of there. And we weren't there long, maybe 5 minutes at the most after we did our talking.
Yeah, that was long. All in all, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. And then literally, as I'm making my way back to the car, just that giant fucking hawk out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no bird circling in the sky before. Until I'm coming back and it's
Stop it.
Circling us. There was something really there that I think the theory that it was a spirit or totem animal might be on the money there. Like something protecting that area.
And people who drink and do stupid shit, I feel like the spirits are overprotective on that end of Delaware Road.
That would make sense. I totally see it.
we saw a lot of bottles and cans in that time. I even saw a bunch of trash in the forest.
So the amount of disrespect that they probably get on that end of it compared to the other end where there's nothing really, really nearby it, I feel like that's why they're overprotective of their land, especially if it is, you know, Native American land. They're going to protect it.
100%. That is a very, very good point. And like,
we only listen to get out because we have a spirit box. How many people don't have a spirit box? And they just don't listen. So that's why they have negative effects.
Yeah. You feel, you hear footsteps or something creepy, you might not take that as a sign to go, and instead you keep just poking and poking and poking, and then they either release the full physical animal, or that's when you start getting scratched and choked, and they, like, force you to get up there. I just cannot get over how weird that was, how insane that was.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's the right word, like, it just...
Like, it's the good news, bad news of seeing the hawk. The good news is, yes, typically a hawk in most Native American circles is a sign of protection.
Yeah.
Having a dream of a hawk was seen as a bad thing because it meant that you needed protection from some kind of near danger. But seeing it out in the wild was always a good thing. It meant that it was protected. It was there to watch over you.
Yeah.
The bad side of this is that, other than the fact that the Navajo, where is the tribe where the term skinwalker really comes from, very specifically says it's not something that needs to be talked about, and pretty much gets it there. But I was wondering what shape's going to take. The bad news is it can take any shape. So it could be a hawk. So our idea of a guardian creature that watches over, very well could have been that hawk. But he did say it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And it was right after I was toe-to-toe with whatever energy and spirits were in that corner.
So it's very possible that it was just kind of protecting that area and making sure that you backed off.
Yeah, that could have been, like, the last chance sign, like, coming to watch to make sure we leave at that point.
Just us.
Yeah. So that wasn't cool. Even for us, that didn't... something really chased us off of there.
Well, that was a thing.
You can tell we're at a different location.
Yeah.
Things look different. It's because they are.
When we were commanded to leave and things escalated very quickly, we just hopped in our cars and drove here to Whitehaven Cemetery so we can do our conclusion.
For Delaware Road.
In the footage, I hope everything came out, but let's just jump right into it. Tyler, what were you experiencing or feeling? What happened back there?
Bad things. Definitely a very different type of energy. We all kind of concluded it felt very neutral. It wasn't a positive or negative, positive or negative energy, but it was just very still. And then all of a sudden things got real weird, real fast.
Yeah. Realistically, it was, I try to be the healthy skeptic in all this. As much as I love this stuff, I tried to approach it very scientifically, and that was something. As I said in the car with Andrew, particularly, because we've been doing this for a while, I felt very much, the only other time we felt that way at anywhere was Gutelberg, and even then it wasn't that intense. But yeah, it was very neutral until leave now. And we command it. And
so sorry, over here.
Yeah. It was very much a, when we, because we've used it a couple times before, when we use the spirit box, sometimes it's not the most coherent. It was very clear, very straightforward messages. And yeah, but
That's what I gotta say about that.
Yeah, it was completely the most intelligent answers that we've gotten anywhere. They were all in the same like tone. They were very so when we first walked out there, we noted, like Tyler said, the neutral energy, and then Tyler and I went right, Alex went left towards the road, and Tyler and I were just sitting there talking, looking into the trees, because there was some like wood garbage, some like pallets and other like random 2x4s, and we were just talking about that, and I heard footsteps, and then I asked, did anyone else hear footsteps? And no one did, and then Tyler and I went back to talking, and then it happened again, and Tyler and I both looked at each other like, there were footsteps, but nobody was near us. Alex had only stood up. Megan had moved the car, but they sounded like they were right behind us. And then that's when Alex got over here, sorry.
Sorry, over here.
And then we walked over to Alex, sitting with him, and then that's immediately when it said, leave now. They went back to the car. I wanted to poke around the back because I kept like sensing something over there. So I went to the back, and immediately, like maybe like 30 yards into the trees, I could sense and see something just staring back at me. And then the energy started whirling around me, and it felt like it was charging me and like coming toe to toe with me. But I kind of treated it like a predator, and I just kind of stood my ground, and I waited for it to back off. And then once it finally did, like Alex said over the radio, I think you should come back. Like I started backing away slowly to the car, and then right after that,
hawk in the sky.
Hawk just started circling above us, and so we just took it all as signs to get the hell out of town, hell out of Dodge. Which we did.
Yeah.
Very quickly. I didn't even buckle up.
Here.
Didn't even buckle up, just jumped in.
Yeah.
I think our theories of like a guardian spirit animal or totem animal are right on the money. Especially, as Megan said, hopefully I edited the footage in. Megan had a good theory that since there is a bar at the end of that road, that people get drunk and maybe they disrespect the area.
And we saw a lot of garbage.
A lot of garbage, a lot of cans, a lot of bottles. I have one of the bottles in my trunk because I kicked it into the thing, and immediately after kicking it, I was like, ah, shit, shouldn't have done that. So we did get that bottle. We're going to throw it out. But yeah, whatever it is protects that land as if it is sacred. It might be sacred. We don't know. We can't comment on it. We're not going to try to comment on that part.
If you ever find yourself interested in wanting to go to Delaware Road, two things. Number one, don't.
Yeah.
But number two, if you are going to go, be as respectful as possible and leave as quickly as possible. Do not linger there. You are trespassing, even though it's private or it's public areas in parts of the road. Don't linger there. You are not welcome on the road.
Yeah. Something does not want people there. Don't go there. And if you are there for whatever reason, the second you feel anything, just leave. Yep. We all commented on the phone.
Get worse.
Yeah, a lot worse. Very quickly. That's what we commented on, like the phone on the way over here. We were talking about it. It went from 0 to 100, like that. We were fine. We were kind of joking, and there were just some weird things. And then all of a sudden, it was just like enough.
Your tone just kind of went from lighthearted, as we said, neutral energy to just. It wasn't like it was a bad energy. It was just okay. Done. Go.
It is time for you to leave. And if we hadn't listened, I think something bad would have really happened. So I'm glad we did all eventually get out of there. Some of us slower than others, but we did get it out. But thank you for joining us for that episode. As you can tell, the next one's going to be at Whitehaven Cemetery on Grand Island.
Stay tuned for that one in a few weeks.
What if we do this one, the Grand Island one, before this one?
Oh, back to the future. We might even take a little stroll through the wildlife management area here, but we're here. We're going to be here. Come back next time and stay in the light.
So we're going to start heading off here in the front. Hopefully we're not going to become a survival horror movie or video game.
I'd rather be a video game.
I don't know. Tyler, do you have much experience with this? Who's messing with the what? Yeah, apparently. Did anyone else just hear footsteps a second ago? Like, it sounded like somebody was coming up behind us. And I thought Megan was coming, and there's nobody here.
Oh, maybe.
All right. What?
I couldn't hear it from here.
And my magnet meter is going crazy, so we got a swamp over here. I'm trying to navigate as best.
I think there's some deep here.
Yes. Yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah, we're leaving.
Okay, we're going.
I am not the devil. Well, somebody else here might be though. I'm just gonna poke my camera on the back to see if there's anything there that okay. We were hearing from. It's dead. Well, it's not dead, it's like dying. We gotta throw that out at the bottle I kicked. If anything shows up, and then we'll meet Alex over by the car and do our outro.
How did you get here?
I got how did we get here on my ghost box.
I have it on in the car.
That's interesting because Alex has specifically said leave. Hey Alex, come over here. Tyler, you can't do it if you want. Or you can stay over there.
Not a big deal, not fine.
Don't blame you at all, I see Alex's as well.
My level outside of the car was going crazy.
Can you show yourself on camera?
Command it.
Those bots just said we command it after I said something is here. Holy bird. There is a huge hawk just landing on us right now.
Ghost box.
That was, where do we want to record our outro out? Do we just want to go to Whitehaven and just do it there? Alright. Tyler, do you know where it's at, or do you want us to GPS it and you follow us? That's right, you can follow us. Back more, up more.
Is that what you're bringing up?
Among other things.
Really?
Shit. Shouldn't have done that. So, when I was standing here, like literally this spot right here, the wind is whatever, but it's stronger on the right side than it is on the left side. It was warmer here, like right where my hand is right now.
I can feel the same thing.
Cooler here.
Inside of my body, it's warmer.
For whatever reason, I heard the trees creaking from the wind, which is fine, but for a moment, while the trees were creaking, all the life in the area was silent. No frogs, no birds, no nothing. And then they started croaking and everything afterwards.
Yeah. I don't know why. I could barely hear either. Like with my own ears. Like it felt like I was like
Yes.
You were in a sound booth. Like, I was like,
I couldn't hear, like, I could hear you because I was focusing on you when I was recording that, but couldn't hear Tyler.
Yeah, I couldn't hear Tyler, and then when I did you, I'm like, man, that's a lot of stuff. Like, how fun, like, where is it? It was like, I was in a sound booth.
Yeah.
Like, even that, I couldn't.
Barely here, yeah.
And like the wind's not that
strong.
No.
Yeah, part of the whole reason I wanted you to film this way was because when Tyler's was filming, I looked this way and I was just like, I don't know, something drew my attention this way.
Yeah.
So I wanted